This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا صدق الله العظيم. So that's basically verse 42 which I have just recited before you, and it speaks about the outcome of the curse that the pious soul had alerted his companion to, giving him a warning, a sharp warning. Things can change suddenly, drastically, and tragically. And exactly as he had alerted in verse 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spells it out, وَأَنْ أُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِ. His fruit was engulfed. Literal translation, أَحَاطَ يُحِيطُ إِحَاطَ مَجْهُول. It was surrounded. It was overpowered. What was it overpowered by? By a tragedy. The Quran doesn't say exactly what it was, but the scholars of tafsir say it was husbanan, which appeared in the verses before, means a divine tragedy. And that's what the scholars say. A fire came, or a thunderbolt came from above, struck it and reduced it to ruins, to smithereens. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِ. And his fruit, his orchards, his acids were struck, were engulfed. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ. He began to wring his hands. So in Urdu, they talk of kaffe of sauce. It's an expression of where you rotate in your palms. In tafsir, in sawi, I read that the darbu ihdal yadain ala al-ukhra. Darbu ihdal yadain ala al-ukhra. It's an expression. So even if you don't literally do it, even if you don't literally, or you know what you say, oh, I burnt my fingers. Okay, but your fingers are looking good. So it's a figurative, metaphorical, meaning I got involved in something where I suffered a loss, even if there isn't physical burns sustained. Likewise, in the third chapter in the fourth juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen, according to one tafsir, which is in Madarik al-Tanzeel, that it refers to the hypocrites. وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they meet you, they say, we are believers. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا عَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْضِ. And when they meet in seclusion, they bite their fingertips out of rage and anger because they cannot see the prosperity that Allah has given you. So in Madarik al-Tanzeel it is written, كِنَايَةٌ عَنْ شِدَّةِ الْغَضَبِ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ ثَمَّ عَضٌ. That it's an expression of intense rage, even if it is not literally or physically coupled by biting their fingertips. So here Allah says that he struck the orchard. Now this man began, you know what, rotating and wringing his hands in regret, in remorse. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. Regretting the money he invested in it. وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا. أي وَهِيَ سَاقِطَةٌ. While the entire orchard had collapsed, it had fallen. But the regret of this person was not out of sincere love for Allah. He regretted his material loss. And this is mentioned in Tafsir al-Uthmani, and as I will expound in the verses going forward. So he realized that this was the consequences of my kufr and my disbelief. This was the repercussion of my arrogance and my obstinate nature. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. You're telling the person, you know what, stop doing this haram, stop cheating, it's going to cost you your marriage, it's going to cost you your iman. And then he's like, no, it's fine. And then, you know what, his spouse discovers and the marriage is dissolved. And now he regrets, yeah, you know, you were right. So the guilt is not so much that I disobeyed Allah, or the remorse is not so much that I committed there was a breach in modesty or morality. It's more the regret that my marriage broke, and that's why there is an expression of regret, apparently, outwardly, superficially. Of course, if a person regrets internally, sincerely, and passionately, and takes active measures, then he can atone and expiate for it as long as he is breathing. And that's exactly what we need to remind ourselves. So this man's regret was not that inner sincere regret which translated in action. Just sheer regret is not going to buy you anything, my brother. It's not going to buy you anything. So Qabil, when he killed Habil, and Allah speaks about this here in the sixth juz of the Quran, that after killing his brother, Asbaha min al-Nadimin, he regretted. And he was walking around with the corpse of his brother because he didn't know how to dispose of the body. And then Allah sent a crow. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبَحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِي. That Allah then sent a crow digging into the earth to show him كَيْفَ يُوَارِي, how he must conceal. وَارَى يُوَارِي, how he can conceal سَوْءَةَ, the private area, meaning the corpse of his brother. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ النَّادِمِينَ, he regretted. But this regret did not translate into any action, hence there was no positive outcome of it. إنما التوبة ندم إنما التوبة ندم يكون بعده العذر والانكسار واهتمام التدارك. The scholars say the regret which constitutes tawbah is that regret which is followed by sincere apology. Number two, العذر والانكسار, humility. You know, Allah must forgive me. I need to apologize. I need to atone. وَإِهْتِمَامُ التَّدَارُكُ, and to adopt every means to expiate and atone your wrong. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِ, this man's assets were engulfed with a divine torment. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْ, he got up in the morning, or he began. The word أصبح can convey both those meanings, where he began to wring his hands, rotate his palms in regret. Regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, it also comes that amongst his gesture and amongst his expressions, كَانَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّهُ وَيُخَاطِبُ نَفْسَهُ. And I just have a flash of this here. A companion radiallahu anhu describing Sayyidina Ali says, often Ali would sit in seclusion and isolation, يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّهُ, and then rotate his palm. وَيُخَاطِبُ نَفْسَ, and then he will ask himself some tough questions. He will ask himself some tough questions. So he will take a moment of silence, he will take a moment of isolation and seclusion, and then ask himself tough questions. And honestly, we need to do this here. I remember once we were in Lombok Island doing some relief work after a quake, and we went to a particular place where as far as I could rotate my gaze, there was nothing but debris and ruins, and homes had been shattered and dropped and destroyed. And I looked around and I said, you know what, a picture says 100 words or 1,000 words. This picture says 1,000,000 words when you look around and you see the crisis. And I just sat there and I rotated my palm and tears just trickled down my eyes. And of course, we made an appeal to respond to the crisis. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, kana yuqallibu kaffahu, he would rotate his palm. Anyway, coming back to the discussion, and that is verse 42. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِ, the assets, the farm, the plantation, the orchards were surrounded. Thamar literally means fruit, of course. فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ مِنْهَا عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا, regretting, lamenting all what he had spent therein. وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا وَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. He's seen the whole thing had collapsed and had fallen and was reduced to ruins, and he's like, oh, I wish, يَا لَيْتَنِي. You know, this is a topic of its own. I had once tasked one of my students while teaching them Quran that gather for me in the Quran all the places, يَا لَيْتَنِي, يَا لَيْتَنِي. How I wish, how I wish, how I wish, how I wish. And just so that it stimulates the student's mind as well, and he gathered it and he presented it to me, and then I impressed upon the other students to understand the message that has been communicated in different places of the Quran. Allah speaks of different tales where people will, I wish, ya laytani lam ushrik bi rabbi. In this verse that we are discussing now, verse number 42, I wish I had never ascribed partners with Allah. In the 19 juz, in the first page in Surah Furqan, Allah speaks about the one who had evil company in this world. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. I wish I had never made so and so my friend in this world. Ya laytani kuntu turaba. A disbeliever on the day of Qiyamah will wish that he can be reduced to sand. He can be reduced to sand. So different expressions of people. Ya waylata, ya laytani. So what did he say? Ya laytani lam ushrik bi rabbi. You know, my brother, in Tanbihul Ghafilin, I came across this year that when people will be brought to hellfire, when they will be brought to hellfire, may Allah protect us. And that refers to people from the Ummah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who would have to spend a period of time in hell due to their wrong and their vice. And may Allah protect us from that as well and grant us the initial entry into Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And then they will say to Malik, like, allow us to cry. We want to cry. We really want to cry. We just want to regret. We want to vent. We want to show how hurt we are. So they will cry. They will cry. They will cry. So Malik will say this amazing statement. Ma ahsana hadha al-buka law kana fi dunya. The tears are great. The venue is wrong. The tears are great. They're wonderful. They're amazing. But the venue is wrong. You know what, my son? The exams are over. The year has lapsed. And now you're studying. I'm not saying it's futile. But you've missed the boat. You've missed the boat. You're crying now. Well, good. Maybe for future it jolts you. You know, it changes your moral compass. But for now, you've lost the year. In Akhirah, you cannot retract and revoke and take a step back. Ma ahsana hadha al-buka law kana fi dunya. Your tears are amazing. If only you had to shed these tears in the world. In fact, my brother, my sister, rajulun dhakara Allah khaliyan fafadat aina. Amongst those that will have shade under the throne of Allah. And I'm not saying this about myself. I am the most wicked individual you can imagine of. But sometimes I find this moment, and it's an amazing moment, and probably you've experienced it, and I'm optimistic you have, and may Allah give it to us all. Sometimes you're just alone in your room, and you're just going through different thoughts, and you're processing things, and you go down memory lane, and then you see some of these mistakes, sins, vices of yours that just stay you in your life, right? We all have a dark chapter we don't read out loud in public. We all have a dark chapter we don't read out loud in public. And there are skeletons in everyone's closet. And sometimes you think of those dark moments, and then it starts haunting you, like, what's going to happen to you in the grave? Like how are you going to face your Creator? And then you just see those tears trickling down your eyes. رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا. May Allah bless us with those moments, because those are tears that are dear to Allah, are beloved to Allah, and those are tears that will extinguish the flames of hell for us and protect us against hellfire. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So this man is now regretting, Ya Laytani, how I wish, Lam Ushrik Bi Rabbi Ahada, that I had not ascribed partners with my Lord. So he realized that this was the consequences of his shirk. However, there was an ihtimam al-tadaruk. You're regretting what you said, but you're not taking active means to embrace the truth. So it's not going to change the reality. It's not going to change the reality. Like, listen, I regret my behavior in school and I apologize for it. And the next day, the next minute, you persist. You persist on the same thing. An officer stops you, a traffic officer, sir, you know what, you've exceeded the speed limit. Okay, you know what, here's a penalty, apologies, you take the penalty and you take the fine, and you speed off from there. You speed off from that same point. So then, you know what, how genuine are you in your supposed apology? Ya laytani lam ushrik bi rabbi ahada. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 43, وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And he did not have walam, and there was not takun, lahu. He did not enjoy fi'atun, a group. Walam takun lahu fi'atun yansurunahu min dunillah. And there was no group or no club or no members or no people around him to help him. So yeah, when it's happening well, you know, then I was just reading and I was going through one YouTube clip the other day where the six most protected individuals in the world, and you can Google it, it's on YouTube, and the amount of money that is invested in their security, it is mind-boggling what those figures are, inconceivable. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of humans can survive with those astronomical figures that are invested in the security and the protection and the units around these individuals, etc., etc. So, wow, the car is so amazing of the celebrity, of the minister, of the president, of the prime minister. You know what? He has the blood supply. If there needs to be a transfusion, it can be done immediately. It's bulletproof. This is how the area is combed out prior to his presence, prior to his arrival, how the food is checked, how everything is scrutinized. Great. One press of a button, mobilize the fleet, the naval fleet, the air force, the army. And then what did Imam Shafi say? Imam Shafi said, وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً لَكِنْ إِذَا نَزَلَ الْقَضَى ضَاقَ الْفِضَى. You can have the whole world to mobilize around you, but when the angel of death comes and knocks your door, then nobody stands with you. Not your doctor, not your physician, not your bodyguard, not your crony, not your associates, not your army. They stand there helpless. Yes, وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً لَكِنْ إِذَا نَزَلَ الْقَضَى ضَاقَ الْفِضَى. إِذَا نَزَلَ الْقَضَى. Wow. When fate and destiny descends, ضَاقَ الْفِضَى, then the entire land just narrows upon you. Just narrows upon you. Before, by the press of a button, you know what, there was every form of intervention. We'll have an air ambulance that will airlift him immediately. And that will, that's a mobile clinic, and he will be treated while he's in mid-air, and he will be offered the best of treatment. And you see how, for how long? Literally, my brother, whoever you are, whatever protection, do you think these people can offer you protection when Malakul Maut comes? Well, hang on. Aynama takunu yudrikkumul maut. Aynama takunu, wherever you may be, death will grip you. Even if you are in fortified places, even if you are in a solid fort, a verse of the 5th Juz, chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa. Aynama takunu yudrikkumul maut. Aynama takunu yudrikkumul maut. Walau kuntum fi burujin mushayyada. لا يترك الموت ذا جاه لعزته ولا الذي منه العلم يقتبس. The angel of death does not recognize or differentiate between a pauper and a prominent person, between a student and a learned person. What did the Urdu poet say? وہ تو اچھا ہے کہ موت سب کو آتی ہے. وہ تو اچھا ہے موت سب کو آتی ہے. ورنہ مالدار کہتا کہ وہ غریب تھا اس لیے مر گیا. Just as well, just as well that everybody dies. Otherwise, the elite were capable of saying, because he's poor, the poor guy died. Excuse the pun. Because he's poor, the poor fellow died. Yeah. It's just as well that death does not differentiate between anyone. So, وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. He did not have any army to assist him against Allah. وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ. Oh man, now my mind runs to the words of Sheikh Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah in Qasas al-Nabiyyin, where he speaks about the moment when Pharaoh was enveloped with the water. And how does Allah say? فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ. My word. There's some ta'birat. There's some expressions I simply cannot translate. I cannot. فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ. And then the water enveloped him in the manner it enveloped him. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ, when drowning overpowered him. وَأَضَلَّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمَهُ وَمَا هَدَى, and Pharaoh misled his people and he did not guide them. So he had what an army behind him. Oh, at every moment, my brother, my sister, reflect over your moment of death. My brother, before you commit an act of crime and immorality, Imam Shafi'i said, وَضَمَّةُ الْقَبْرِ تُنْسِي لَيْلَةَ الْعُرْسِ, the first squeeze of the grave will make you forget every romantic hug you had in this world, will make you oblivious of your first night of excitement. وَضَمَّةُ الْقَبْرِ تُنْسِي لَيْلَةَ الْعُرْسِ. So, yeah, Pharaoh had this army, he had this people, was so arrogant that when he decided to put chase behind Musa alayhi salam and his people, he said, "Inna ha'ula'i lashirdhimatun qalilun." Ah, this is a small group. Ah, these are weak people. This is a small number. The word shirdhimatun, this ayat is a verse of the 19th juz, Surah Shu'ara, the chapter on the poets, because towards the tail end, Allah speaks about the poets, wa shu'ara'u yattabi'uhum al-ghawun. So, he says that these people, referring to Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, they are a small group of people. I will blow them away. Are they nothing? Shirdhimatun in Arabic means at-ta'ifatul qalila. You can see the lugha, and the Ahlul Lugha will tell you this. Yeah, it's written there. Ash-shirdhimatun, sharadhim is the plural, right? Shirdhimatun means at-ta'ifatul qalila, a small group. And then he brings added emphasis, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَشِرْذِمَةٌ قَلِيلُونَ, they are very small, small group, they nothing, we'll blow them away. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ, the Quran says he put chase behind them as the sun was rising. He told his people, look at them, they have fled from us, we need to intercept them. So they put chase. But Allah said, you didn't only leave your house, we banished you, we expelled you, we drove you out because you were going to your death. And he was deep down in the water. And that's when Allah ordered the water to close on him. And what does Sheikh Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi write? I wish again you could appreciate this in Arabic. مَاتَ مَلِكُ مِصْرَ بَعِيدًا عَنْ عَرْشِهِ بَعِيدًا عَنْ سُلْطَانِهِ لَا طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِيهِ وَلَا صَدِيقٌ يُوَاسِيهِ وَلَا عَيْنٌ تَبْكِيهِ. My word. The king of Egypt, the pharaoh of Egypt, dies far from his throne. مَاتَ مَلِكُ مِصْرَ بَعِيدًا عَنْ عَرْشِهِ لَا طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِيهِ, there is no physician or doctor to treat him. وَلَا صَدِيقٌ يُوَاسِيهِ, there is no friend to comfort him. وَلَا عَيْنٌ تَبْكِيهِ, there is no eye to tear over him. Which Allah says in the 25th juz in Surah Al-Dukhan, the chapter on smoke. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ, neither did the sky wail over him, nor did the earth cry over him, nor was he given any grace, concession, or respite. Well, we come back to verse number 43 here. وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, he had no army to help him against Allah. I'm having a flash of another verse. Surah Alaq. Right, the first chapter of the Quran, Iqra, that was revealed. What did the arrogant Abu Jahl say? فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ, فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ, I'm calling my group, I'm calling my cronies, I'm calling my friends, I'm calling my tribe, I'm calling my tribe. So Allah said, you can call, فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ, فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ, call your club, call your members. سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَ. We are releasing the angels of hell. Yeah, good. He was so arrogant, Abu Jahl, when the verse was revealed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says 19 angels are in charge of hell. And for scholars, in Tafsir Azizi, I had the privilege of reading under this year, the wisdom of why 19 angels Allah has put in charge of hell. Of course, Allah says that Allah has made 19 as a test. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً. Because the disbelievers objected and they said, why 19 angels are in charge of hell? Couldn't you just make it 20? What's the need for 19? Like, couldn't you round it up? Well, that's not for you to know. For you to, my job and your duty is to obey Allah. So Allah said there are 19 angels in charge. In Tafsir Azizi, there's a whole detailed account and wisdom and you know, deeper science and explanation to all of this here. So Abu Jahl said, oh, 19 angels, I'll hold 17 and block them. And then you can hold one, two, and then we'll let everyone go to paradise. This is the mockery and the scoffing he made. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَ. This is Madarik al-Tanzil. This is what I read, where I read this here. These are not 19 humans. These are 19 angels. One is enough to wipe the whole earth out. We'll hold 19 and drop them and apprehend them and then let everyone go through. You know, hold him hostage, right? Okay, take over. Hold. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ. In Surah Al-Tahrim, in the 28 Jews, Allah says, عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ. غِلَاظُ الْأَقْوَالِ, شِدَادُ الْأَقْوَالِ. غِلَاظُ الْأَفْعَالِ, شِدَادُ الْأَقْوَالِ. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ. They are angels, غِلَاظٌ, who are stern, stern in their actions, strong in their words. So Abu Jahl advances to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suddenly he takes a step back. People ask him, what happened? You said you're going. He said, I seen flames between me and him. People said, there's no flames. What are you talking? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ خَنْدَقْ مِنْ نَارِ. There were flames. If he had to come any close, the angels would have, you know what, cut up his whole anatomy in pieces. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَا. You think you got friends. You think you got contact. You think you got, you can press a button. You think you know this one, you know that one. You can mobilize. Mobilize how long? Mobilize till my Allah allows you to live and my Allah allows me to breathe. So I got a contact, I can phone my friend. And he's, you know what, he's a top surgeon. He's one of its kind in the country, two of its kind in the continent, four of them in the world. Wow, wow, wow. So what, you're not going to die? No, when the angel of death comes, it's done. إِنَّ الطَّبِيبَ بِطِبِّهِ وَدَوَائِهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ دِفَاعَ مَقْدُورِ الْقَضَى. Verily, the doctor, despite his medical skills, cannot prolong the life of any person. مَا لِلطَّبِيبِ يَمُوتُ بِالدَّاءِ الَّذِي قَدْ كَانَ يُبْرِئُ مِثْلَهُ فِيمَا مَضَى. What has happened? The very doctor who gave deliverance to hundreds of people from a medical condition succumbs to that very same medical condition. The man who founded heart transplant dies with a heart attack. The man who founded the research of a heart transplant dies with a heart attack. مَا لِلطَّبِيبِ يَمُوتُ بِالدَّاءِ الَّذِي قَدْ كَانَ يُبْرِئُ مِثْلَهُ فِي مَا مَضَى. هَلَكَ الْمُدَاوِي وَالْمُدَاوَى وَالَّذِي جَلَبَ الدَّوَاءَ وَبَاءَهُ وَمَنْ اشْتَرَى. Let me end it quickly. وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. There was no one to help him, and neither could he take revenge himself. هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ. Verse number 44. هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ. أي هُنَالِكَ عُلِمَ أَنَّ الْوَلَايَةُ. At that time you realize that sovereignty belongs to Allah. Help comes from Allah. So if there's a kasra on the waw, al-wilaya, then it will be sultan, power, might. And al-walaya will refer to help and assistance. At that time you realize help only comes from Allah. All along you thought, you know what, they say there was this little dog running beneath the train, and it thought foolishly that I was pulling the train, till it decided to move aside and realize, no, I wasn't pulling the train. Allah allows things to happen. So you thought it foolishly happened because you planned it. And one day you plan and Allah blocked your plan, and your health didn't allow and circumstances didn't allow, and nothing materialized. And then you realize it never happened because you planned. You think your first three kids were great because of your discipline and your upbringing. And then came the black sheep in the family. And then came the delinquent in the family. And you tried the same approach, but it backfired. And then Allah made you understand that the first three were reformed, not because of your discipline, but because of Allah's kindness. Because the same methodology was used on the fourth and it didn't work. And you went in the market and you sold something and it was prosperous. And then you tried it with something else and it didn't work. Hunalika, at that time you realize when things fall back, al-walayatu lillahi al-haq, al-wilayatu lillahi al-haq. Help comes from Allah. Power comes from Allah. Huwa khayrun thawaba wa khayrun uqba. The reward of Allah is the best, and He is the best in the end. The best in reward and the best in requital. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that reliance and that trust in Him. And may Allah bless us with a good death, an easy death, a blessed death, and an enviable death. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.